Imagine a worship service of 25,000 people. The National Youth Gathering was unlike any other experience we've ever had. And the old saying in this case is true. You really had to be there. You had to be in the midst of all the activity at the convention center and a part of the huge crowd of the Superdome to really grasp the experience.
We can't take you back to that event, but as we worship our Lord together and celebrate our faith in Christ alone, we also want to give you a glimpse into that event and share a little on how it impacted us. First, we're going to condense it into about 2 minutes. Take a look.
On our circumstances. It exists in our circumstances.
God is not dependent upon our circumstances in order to be God. He is continually writing our story.
God and God alone sets our identity. In Christ alone, we are made, forgiven, renewed, and restored members of the body of Christ.
And so the great joy that we have is when Jesus flung out his arms and died on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
What did you see? We hope you saw lots and lots of energy. It truly was an exciting week full of concerts, speakers, Bible study, a lot of walking, mass events.
And don't forget all the Gaga ball you spent hours playing.
And winning.
And all the other activities. It always seemed like there was something new and different to do. You couldn't possibly do it all, even in a week.
The scale of it was amazing. There were students not only from all across the United States, but from across the world. And we quickly came to realize that every one of those students is part of a community. We're used to Trinity, our congregation, used to thinking of the church as being here in this sanctuary. In New Orleans, we experienced a gathering of believers, a church that is so much larger. When we were all together in the Superdome, we called those mass events. And that's a perfect name.
Our faith is in Christ alone, that's true. But in that faith, we are never alone. And this experience made that truth very clear. It didn't matter whether you knew someone or not, it all seemed like we were friends. It was incredible to see how many students were in the same boat as we are, growing in our faith, getting through high school, and looking ahead to what's next.
There's a lot out there competing for our time and attention. St. Paul says he considers everything else a loss. He even called it garbage compared to knowing Christ. It was so good for us to set that time aside from our regular routines to keep that in mind. It was good to keep our focus on where it needs to be, on Christ and on our ultimate salvation.
Join us in singing the next verse of the theme song for the gathering, In Christ Alone.
Thank you. promise of God in helpless babe.
St. Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." The National Youth Gathering was an easy place to be joyful. There was every reason for joy in the worship, the speakers, the fellowship, and the fun. But Paul also continued by writing, "Do not be anxious about anything."
There are all kinds of pressures that can rob our lives of joy if we let them. In high school, we all experience peer pressure, along with the pressure to succeed in school, in sports, and in other activities. So we focused a part of the gathering on what it means to know true joy. As you saw in the earlier video clip, we learned that true joy isn't in our circumstances. It's in our relationship with Jesus. True joy stays.
Jesus taught that where your heart is, that's where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. If Jesus is our treasure, our focus, then that relationship with him will really be the joy in our lives. Our Lord knows that we struggle, and that we need to come to him in prayer in order to know true peace and true joy, no matter what else is going on in our lives.
The speakers, the Bible study leaders, the special sessions we could choose all showed us God's word in ways that really relate to our lives. We got to see a bigger picture of what being a Christian is like.
And at the heart of it all week long, all life long, is Christ alone. Like we sang, he is my strength, my song. That theme came through again and again.
One of the challenges of such an incredible week is to take all the learning and all that excitement home and make it a part of our lives and a part of our home community. We are called to be partners in sharing the good news, to be a light in the darkness. No one was more encouraging to do that than Pastor Gregory Manning. Take a look.
So when you leave this place, when you leave this city, I want you to go back and I want you to shine with the light of Jesus. Say, you don't know me. So here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to practice that. We're going to say these words. We're going to say, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. So on the count of three, say, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. One, two, three. We're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. But wait. Here's the deal. I've been to football games in this place. And I know that the Saints, the fans of the Saints, they bleed black and gold. And when there's a touchdown for the Saints, this place is on fire. But I know we got more fire than any Saints fan. Amen? We got more fire in us by the power of the gospel than any Saints fan. So I want you to stand up with me right now. Stand up with me in this place. I'm going to say something, and then you respond. We're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. When we play football, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. When we're in the school band, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. When we're in the school play, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. When we go off to college, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. When we're with our family, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. When we walk around New Orleans, we're bringing the light. We're going to let it shine. So here's the thing. I'm going to take you way back. We're going to rock it old school. We're going to go way back to when you were 3 years old. And we're going to sing this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let's do it New Orleans style. Let's gas it up. Come on, church.
Wow, that really makes you want to sing, doesn't it? We hope it inspires you to be that light of Christ too. I have a great opportunity to let the light shine through my major and my future career. The gathering was an experience that helped clarify how the Lord is leading me to become a church worker, a DCE, Director of Christian Education and Outreach. Someday, by God's grace, I'll lead a group of students to the future gathering so they can experience what we did.
I know I would be glad to experience the gathering again. Please join us in singing the concluding verses of In Christ Alone.